home, everyone. Thank you for joining in on this episode of Welcome Home with the Katinas. Welcome Home is a podcast where I, your host Josh, sit down for a conversation with different people who I admire and discuss whatever's on their mind, and especially focus on life at home in times like this. Wherever you are and however you're listening, thank you for your support, and once again, welcome home.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining in on this week's episode of Welcome Home with the Katinas. This podcast, video and audio, it's brought to you by our partners. I want to let you guys know that those of you who partner with Katina Ministries financially and prayerfully, it's because of you that we're able to do things like this show, some of the videos you might have seen on our YouTube channel, our gathering, our monthly gathering. All of that is possible because of your generosity and your faithful partnership. So I want to start off by saying thank you to those of you who do partner with us. Mm-hmm. You are special to this ministry, a special part of our family. So thank you so much. If you're interested in learning more about Katina Ministries and what we do, who we are, and how you can join us as a partner, the best way to do that is to visit thekatinas.com. You'll find all the information you need to know there. So thank you for that. Today's episode I've been really excited for because we're doing something we haven't done in a while. We have all five of the Katina brothers here in the studio with us. Uncles, Dad, thank you guys for being here.
Thank you, Josh.
It's I know you guys have busy schedules and lots of things to be doing, so to be able to sit with all five of you is really a treat for me as your nephew and as your son. And I just wanted to start off today's episode to give you guys a chance for our listeners, if there's anything, well, I know that there's some important things that have been happening in your guys' lives. If you guys want to share any of that, I think that'd be a great place to start for us today.
I would say, you know, as we wrap up the summer and we're going into the fall season, just reflecting back on some of the highlights over the summer, you know, got to do some pretty cool shows outside,
yeah,
in the heat, in Colorado, Oceanside, and some other places. One of the things we got to add into the set was a remix of our song "Thank You." That and "Thank You" might be the most familiar song for our listeners and people who've been following the Katinas for years. Man, "Thank You" would be at least 25 years now since we wrote it and recorded it. But one of our dear friends, who is actually the first guy that played like full-time guitar for us, he was 18, fresh out of high school, even before starting college, Akil Thompson. We took him out on the road. His parents were gracious and brave to let him join us. But so many years later, we did this record. It was the concept was to kind of go back in the studio and kind of remix some of our radio songs, "Thank You" being one of them. And so, man, Akil just, I think he captured not only a fresh take on it, but it was actually what the Katinas would naturally do. Yeah. I don't know if you guys would, I'm sure you would agree with me on that. So it's been good to kind of implement that in the set over the summer.
Yeah.
It's a faster tempo. And by the way, you can go and get it if you're listening, wherever you listen to digital music.
Good plug.
It's available.
Yes, sir.
Little plug right there for "Thank You" the remix.
Yeah. That's I'm calling it "Thank You" the R&B version.
Yeah.
That's how it's listed on our song list. But yeah, it is an R&B feel, which is totally different from the original recording. But what we're finding is that there are still places that they just want to hear the original version, which is that's fine. But then I would say that in younger crowds, maybe, you know, we pull out the R&B version of "Thank You," and that seems to be hitting pretty good.
Yeah. Any traveling you guys did over the summer that you guys want to share about with your families or outside of work, of course?
Did a cruise.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I love cruises, yeah. I think it was a couple months ago, And you know, the for those of you who've not been on a cruise, the thing that I like about it is you don't really have to schedule a whole itinerary, because the cruise, it's all inclusive. You know, you've got your meals, and you know, the way these cruises are set up, all the entertainment is there. You know? Yeah. We did visit some islands, which was great, but I love that kind of vacation because it really is about being with my family, my wife and kids, and so it's like that's what we're doing almost on a yearly basis, you know.
Jimmy, was this the one where you entered that one competition?
No. See what John does. Is John tries to, he's setting it up right now. He's setting me up.
I think we have the video. The bare back.
We will not do that.
That one or the cannonball one.
I did that.
It was a selfless, sacrificial thing my family, because I look so stupid.
But what happens on the cruise
stays
on the cruise. What happens on the cruise ends up on the podcast.
Please don't, media. Please don't, Josh. Oh, man. But no, that was fun. That was fun.
Yeah. Dad, you and I went on a trip recently.
Man, I had a blast. Yeah. We, I don't know, did we count what year this is? 14 or 15?
Yeah, it's up there.
Started going to Uncle 15. Dan's house or the lake.
And now the highlight is taking Josiah.
Yeah.
And Josiah loves to be in the pool. It's crazy because we went to the lake. He lives right on the lake, but we literally went out on the boat maybe once.
Did you go on the boat?
Yeah, we all went. But then you all went, and me and Mom stayed back with Josiah. It was fun just to get away with you guys, you and Eli and Alexis and Amelia and Mom and... just have a great 5 days away. I loved it. I really enjoyed it.
The other day, this is kind of a different topic, but Josh, your mom brought, grandma brought Josiah to the studio.
Oh, I heard about
the studio,
this.
And man, Josiah, and maybe someday people will get to view this little video of him singing the song Jolene by Dolly Parton. He's like, Jolene. So mom brought him to the studio. We were like, Josiah, Jolene, and he was just overwhelmed.
Oh, there's
too many brown heads.
Too many coconuts, man.
It broke him down.
Yeah, and so he kept saying, "Say uncle." So he was there for I don't know 15 minutes or so, and the whole time he just had this sad look on his face. And then when he got in the car, Lori said he started going,
Uncle.
Yeah, he. I know his grandma sings that song to him or something. That's like his favorite song now, which is a funny song for a little Samoan kid. He loves Dolly Parton.
Josh, I have one thing, something special that's happened for my family this summer. My fourth son, Steele, graduated from high school.
Yeah,
and was. Really excited and planning on going to Lee University with his brother River. And they were going to spend the next 2 years together. So I was really pumped for that. And then got a very unexpected call from the University of Tennessee football program.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Steele was in his heart, he, you know, football was sort of like just flushed out of his system, but. He got a call and he got a preferred walk-on spot from the University of Tennessee to play football. And so he's there now. I mean, his plans literally changed. So much happened all at once. And so really proud of him. I mean, a lot of you know that we're big sports fans, football fans. And for him to be playing at that level is just, I know for him, a dream Amazing. Come true. But we're so excited for him, you know, as his family. So GBO, as they say.
I'm so excited for Steele, and I think it's funny. So I grew up in Tennessee. We're not UT football fans.
Same.
But I am a fan now, so hopefully there's some UT fans that listen to the show. You'll have to teach me all the lingo and stuff, and I'm excited to go out to Knoxville hopefully this year.
Rocky Top,
see Steele out there, and my cousin Haley's in Knoxville as well. So I'm full in on the is it just orange, or do they call it a special orange, Tennessee orange?
Tennessee yes. orange.
Yeah. For at least the next 4 years.
Yeah, that's exactly. Team, so. A lot of orange.
Well, I guess that kind of leads us, Uncle John. I wanted to ask you guys, because a lot of our listeners, I've noticed, they respond well. They love when you guys talk about your families. I'd love to hear just what's, you know, this podcast started off with what's going on at home. Mm-hmm. That was our first question. And I'd love for you guys to share what is going on at home. What's family life like for you guys right now?
And for me, I think there was something very exciting for our family that happened the other day. Callie, Jean, and Carson, he was actually a classmate of hers in elementary school, like as early as third grade, I think they said. But they got engaged the other mm-hmm. night, so we're really excited. Yeah. For
congrats, Carson.
Yeah, Carson Young, who comes from an amazing family mm-hmm. too, from Franklin. And so I told Callie, I said, Callie Young sounds pretty good. And so we're excited, but just praying for their future plans.
Yeah. Yeah. My family, you know, we're back in the school season, swing of things, and something new in the last couple of years. Obviously, Bossing's been out of school for a couple of years. Sammy's in sixth grade, so she's in junior high. It's a new place for her. And but my daughter, Mira J, our middle child, she decided to go back to high school for her senior year. So that's a big deal for her and for us, man. We're excited just to be a part of that chapter in her life and to celebrate the end of high school for her. And I get to go to Franklin High School Admiral games, man, football games. So I was at the last one, and man, they do it big here in Franklin. Mm-hmm. So that's what's new for us.
That's awesome. Thank you guys for sharing that. I want to echo what you said, Uncle Yetzi. Congrats to Callie and Carson. I would love to have them on the show soon. I'll have to call their agent and see what's going on with with the wedding planning and all of that. I wanted to talk to you guys about, we're thinking about family. I know you guys are on the cusp of going home to see your family, to see Grandpa Moses, your dad, in Samoa, and I'd love to ask you guys, you know, what are the details of that trip? What's the vision of the trip, and what are you guys dreaming about as you guys approach going back home to Samoa?
Mm. Yeah, thanks, Josh. You know, part of growing up in our culture is, and maybe it's for every culture, but for the Samoan culture, it's ingrained in you to never forget where you come from or your people. And even though it's been 36 years since we lived in Samoa, our people, our land, our homeland is always close to us. The last time we were there was 4 years ago, over 4 years ago. I'm not sure if we've ever not been back to Samoa in 4 years, but with COVID and everything, that just... Right. You know, we were there in 2020 when Grandpa retired from pastoring. So we were there like end of January, beginning of February. When we came back, literally weeks later, maybe a couple weeks, if not less, the island shut down for 18 months. Yep. Yeah. So I wonder too if maybe there's
no airplanes going there.
Yeah, no airplanes going, only cargo planes, no traveling for obvious reasons. Uncle Dave and Auntie Debbie were literally stuck there.
Yep.
So I wonder if there's an underlying, like, okay, we can't go back because we can't get stuck there. But it's been in our hearts. You know, Samoa is a very religious place, a lot of churches. There's a lot of faith there, and yet sin abounds there. You know, teenage suicide, drug abuse, the alcohol abuse, the incest, all kinds of stuff that goes on, and everywhere it feels like it's not only it goes on there, but it's real taboo. So not a lot of people talk about it. So we're going back to Because of Dave, our brother Dave, Uncle Dave, the relationships that he established actually during the 18 months that he was stuck there, as God always does. He turns situations around for good. So him and Auntie Debbie have a ministry that they call Champions, and we have access to the high schools there to go. And, you know, our people in Samoa are very open to the things of God, and that's a good thing. And so we're just going to go, and we're not bringing any new message. You know? Mm. We're just reminding people that God loves them. God still has a plan for our young people especially. And so we made the decision maybe about 4 weeks ago. We've been talking about it, but about 4 weeks ago, we were like, all right, we can go. Well, we want to go. And God, you're going to have to provide. And God is doing that. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to go and reach our young people, spend time with Dad. I'll let somebody else talk about that. But we're glad to go see Dad, Grandpa back there.
Well, let me ask this. So I know we'll have a lot of people listening and watching that have never been to Samoa. And I'd love to ask you guys from the perspective of a story. When you guys get to Samoa, because I've been with you guys before, and one thing I remember is we'll be driving, you know, from the airport to wherever we're staying, and surely enough, one of the uncles would be like,
"Oh, remember that place?
Remember what happened there?" I want to ask you guys, what's a story that that's going to get shared when you guys go back to Samoa? Remember what happened there, just so people know what life is like in Samoa. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the cruise, Josh. We can't tell.
No, you got to get a story.
Well, as soon as we leave the airport, if you look, you leave the airport and right to the left is the high school that your dad and Uncle James and I went to, Tafuna High School. And so I always, as many times as we've been back, I immediately think about just high school stories. I remember one story was, you know, when we were getting ready to leave to go and be with Grandma C.I., moved to Tacoma, Washington. So it was our sophomore year of high school. And right before we were leaving, I think the month before that, there was a vote for Mr. and Mrs. Sophomore. And the finalists for Mr. Sophomore were me and Uncle James. And you know,
that
somehow
tells you the quality of guys.
Somehow I won, but you know, I don't think anyone knew who they were voting for, because we were identical. We dressed alike all the way up to our sophomore year. But
they didn't make you guys cola.
No, I had it all for myself, man.
But the picture was me.
That's funny.
It could have been. Could have been.
Oh yeah. Man.
You know, I think for a lot of people when they go home, it can invoke different emotions.
Yeah.
Some people are excited. I think a lot of people feel fear or even anger. I don't know. What's the emotions that you guys feel when you think about going home?
I think for me, as soon as I land, as beautiful as the island is, I'll quickly be reminded of, man, I'm blessed to live in where I live now. Mm-hmm. Just growing up, life was simple, but in a lot of aspects, it was tough. It was difficult to not have the conveniences that I've been blessed to experience now. You know, money was hard to come by. I remember the a regular bus. It was only 25 cents. But for me to leave my house, get on the bus, and get to school, which was a couple miles down the road, I didn't want to walk, you know. So I would get on the bus, and the stress of feeling like, dang, I got to lie to this bus driver again. I don't have 25 cents, you know. So it's a lot of those things that I'll probably remember while I'm there.
I think, Josh, like for me, when you ask that question, it's like, man, that Samoa and those memories, like, they're so far off. They're like in a distant that sometimes it could be a little overwhelming for us. Like, okay, what can we do? What can we say that will be impactful and that will be received, because we don't want to get there like, hey man, you know, we've learned a lot, step aside, you know, because as you know, respect and honoring your elders is a big thing in the island. So so just praying for a creative way, because I think Samoa is a lot like Puerto Rico and Guam and these other territories where we get so much support from DC, from our government, but that doesn't always make things better.
Sure.
You know, because a lot of times, depending on the leadership, you know, the funds can be going where they should go, or, and you know, so those kinds of thoughts, like, it's easy to go, that's not our place. But I really feel like perhaps there is something that we can say. There is something that we can do, you know, while we're there. What that is, I'm not sure, but I do know that we're open to it, you know, because, and especially in this current climate of our world, the division and just a lot of chaos, people being taken advantage of. I mean, the list goes on and on. And so it's like, man, humbly, Lord, we're just asking you to just lead us, man, direct our steps. How can we make an impact? I am excited that we will be singing at the high schools, right?
Yeah.
But that's, I think, is going to be just as always, it's a tremendous opportunity, because we're speaking to future leaders. Mm. So.
I grew up in Nashville, and so now my wife Alexis and I, we love going to Nashville every once in a while to try a new restaurant.
Yeah.
And I've noticed, especially over these last like 3-4 years, there's like some telltale signs when I go to Nashville and I see people, I'm like, oh yeah, they're not from here. They're not from Nashville.
Yeah, really
what's the sign in Samoa that, oh yeah, that they didn't grow up here? What's the thing that gives people away?
Smooth skin.
Oh my God. Man, again, this can sound judgmental, but I feel like in Samoa, if you're a young person, and you're loud, you didn't grow up in Samoa.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's just in Samoa, part of it is a healthy, hey, you know your place.
Yeah.
Like, and your place is not right here, because you're young. You have a lot to learn. Now, we understand that sometimes that invokes shame. Mm-hmm. I know for me, it was a lot of fear, a lot of shame. So there's some dark sides, but also some good sides of I think there's something to be said about a young person who,
you know, if you grow up in Samoa, you kind of come around the back. When you talk to elders, you don't talk to elders standing up, you know, when you're not the first one in line at the food line, but you learn that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's little things that probably people that don't grow up in Samoa would not know. If a young person is the first one to the table, you're like, heck no, they didn't grow up in Samoa.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not like major things. If you're a guy and you come and to a family thing and you show up with shorts and your shirt off, you didn't grow up in Samoa.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a certain way, a dress code.
Yeah.
Same way for girls. You know, if you come and you don't have a lava lava to cover up your shorts or your pants or your, and you just walk in, hey, it's like, nah, she ain't from here.
Yeah.
I would say, when you say then, if somebody's coming there for the first time, my advice for them would be, look around, man.
Yeah.
Look around, learn, just learn the traits and stuff, learn the customs.
And then on the flip side, right, so the airport, and I think still to this day, the airport is like the hangout spot for not just for young people, but just for the island, right? So you can spot someone getting off that plane who probably went, you know, for their first vacation off island. And when they show up, all brand new. It's like 90 degrees and humidity. Yeah. And they're coming with their jackets and hoodies and just the latest, you know, Kobe's or whatever. You know, that guy. He's from the islands, right? So that's a dead giveaway.
Yeah, it's like, where are you going? Airport?
It's funny you bring up the airport, Uncle. Yeah. I remember last time I was in Samoa, we landed. Mm. I think it was late at night. We landed at the airport, and we were kind of out in the area. We had already gotten our bags, and we were waiting for our rides to wherever we were going. And I remember, Dad, there was a young man who had his like Bluetooth speaker, pill speaker, and he's playing music.
Wow!
And you snapped into the Samoa thing. Yeah. You're like, oh yeah, he's not from here. Those are kind of guys, they get beat up.
I think this is a great conversation because, you know, as we're talking about preparing to go back, I mean, we were kids that, even though we weren't born there, most of our childhood was there. So I would say that there's an element that we grew up there, right? And we've been removed from the islands, but yet a lot of what we know and what we remember is still ingrained in us. Yeah. So I don't think there's a challenge to kind of integrate and to get back in there. But because several things, you know, we're the age that we are, and I feel like God's given us a platform. I think there's a heaviness, there's a burden that we carry of how to, okay, we're going back, and we know how to kind of mesh back in there, but what can we leave that will be impactful? That's been our prayer, as you know, we're heading back in about 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. So we're heavy. We feel this burden because we know that there's a certain way to be, but it's not always, you know, it's not always it doesn't necessarily always produce the right fruit.
Yeah.
So we want to be. We don't want to come in and just throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Yeah.
But we do want to come with whatever God is telling us, or he's going to give us some orders, some instructions. Mm-hmm. And so we're just asking people to pray for us as we go back. I mean, we're sons of Samoa, been away, but we do know that there's a message. There's something we want to leave that'll produce good, you know, on the islands.
I would quickly say too that it's great that our older brother Dave and Debbie, you know, they're pastors, and that they're there because we're able to kind of talk to them about what's currently going on in Samoa and what are some of the things that we should address. And, you know, so it definitely helps.
Yeah. I think it's a good conversation for anyone maybe watching or listening who you want to impact culture. It's that I think the first thing you need to do is pray and then ask, how do I respect this culture?
Yeah.
You know, we don't have all the answers. I think that's sometimes why people from America just have a bad rap, because people sometimes, whether right or wrong, feel like, oh, here comes these Americans. Mm. They just think they have all the answers, or they're going to do whatever they want to do. And, you know, I just, as a minister or people who want to help and impact, I think it's important to listen, know what's going on here, and pray about, God, what do you have for us? Because we're just a part, we're a small piece of the puzzle. We're going to be there and then we leave. And yet there's people that are there, and hopefully we're, part of our mission is to encourage the leaders that are there who are, I mean, it's tough. It's a tough place to continue to minister at. So
I know that a lot of what you guys are going to be doing while you're there is going to be with young people, high school, middle school age students. When you guys think about your time in Samoa as young men, I'm curious, what was that thing that you needed when you were young, that you needed to hear or that you needed to see? What was the thing that you needed? And maybe this is a good thing for you guys to think about as you guys prepare to go. What is that thing that a young person in Samoa needs to hear or see?
I think, Josh, encouragement, empowerment, and in our island, and it's probably similar in other cultures, that was hard to receive or or see that displayed, because the culture, a lot of good about the culture, but young people, for some reason, and I'm just speaking from my own experience, but I think it was evident in our time while we were living on the island, we were good at service, we were good at displaying humility, but to be empowered and to receive encouragement to say, hey, go after your goals or your dreams or your aspirations. Not that it was absent, but it was hard to find. I think that young people in Samoa are just like any young person. Mm-hmm. We don't have a sense of direction just yet, but encouragement really helps that process. Empowerment helps that process. And so I love what John said. You know, we're going back now as fathers, as granddads, mm-hmm. and hopefully we could provide that. We could be advocates for raising up leaders, identifying where these young people are at. Because clearly, you know, part of the mission is to bring the message of Jesus, which is hope and love. Clearly, you know, there's a need there. But I think that in the few days that we're at these high schools, that's always been something that's been a part of our ministry, you know, is to empower and to encourage young people. You mm-hmm. know, so now we're not necessarily doing it from a peer to peer, but we're doing it from a father's heart to young people.
Yeah.
So that's one of the goals.
I love that. There's some studies, psychological studies, that show that a lot of times when people, the way people develop as adults is they become the person that the child version of themselves needed when they were young. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a special opportunity that you guys have, is you grew up in the good, the bad, and the ugly of Samoa. And so you know what it's like to be a young person in Samoa, in Samoan culture. And you know, I think intuitively, what young people need in Samoa.
Agreed.
I guess I'll move on, and maybe this will be the last thing we'll talk about, is another part of the trip is you guys are going to see your dad. Mm-hmm. He's living there. He's been there since early this year, I believe.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you guys, what are your thoughts? What are your expectations? What's the motivation when it comes to seeing Grandpa Moses?
Man, good question, Josh. I think it's a good question, because expectations, I think, change, right? At least for me, it has. I think growing up, I don't think I was much different from any other boy or child growing up. I wanted the approval of my dad. I wanted my dad to be proud of me. I wanted my dad to say that. And I would say that even when I moved away and then we'd go to Samoa and see him, even when I didn't know that, I was looking for that. And God gave me some of that, you know, over the course of, I mean, Grandpa's 84 now and I'm 54.
Yeah.
I think the expectation for going back is, there's not that expectation as much as just to be with him.
Yeah.
I think part of learning the journey of life is, hopefully for me, and I've been reading a lot about expectations. I think I just read a reading about this morning, is a healthy person. I'm going to butcher this, but it's like my expectations become lower of other people. Like I don't look for what I used to from people, because I realize, man, the only thing, people are going to be people as I am. And I can't fill everyone's expectations for me. So accepting that is part of healing. And I think Grandpa did his best. So just going this time is more just to be around him.
Yeah.
Thank him. thank him for what he did. Maybe some honest conversation will come up. That's been my experience over the last couple of years with him. I've been able to talk to him about things that I never thought I would.
Yeah.
And I thank God for that. And I remember the last time I saw him in El Paso. Me and Uncle James went together, and I said, Dad, this could be the last time I see you on this side of heaven. And man, without missing a beat, he said, I know. And he wasn't judgmental. He said it very kindly. He said, I know. And if it is, you know where I'll be. Yeah. So if I can make it, if Dad's grandpa's still here in 7 weeks, so I hope he is. I'm not sure what his strength level is going to be. He's declining physically. I think my expectation for me personally is just to be around him, tell him I love him, experience his love for me. And when I say bye, hopefully I'll say again, this might be the last time to Grandpa, and it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this will be a very unique trip for me to be around Dad at 84. We all had our one-on-one moments with him in the past couple of years, and John and I were with him in El Paso. And you know, when you hear stories of people having final moments with their loved ones, some people are grateful for the time. Some people have regrets. Man, I never got to say, you know, all of these things. I feel like, I know I've had that moment with Dad. But being in Samoa, we're going to be in the very same house where I joined the band. I became part of the Katinas. And all the rehearsals that Dad oversaw and had ideas and thoughts about our arrangements. We're gonna be there. And man, if it's possible, I would love for Dad or Grandpa to come to at least one of our shows. Mm. So he could hear us one last time.
Mm-hmm. For me, I feel like when people hear the word Dad, you know, it's automatically just a collage of like pictures come to mind, you know, like, but man, like for our dad, and I wish we had the time, but I would say, man, if people who haven't seen our documentary, they need to see the documentary because it goes more in depth about our dad's story, his life, all of the challenges that he's been through, the battles, even as a kid, he's adopted, went through so much abandonment, and but yet, you know, he had all these kids, and then he's pastoring a church. He's trying to juggle everything. But like Jesse was saying, man, I remember the hours, man, of when he taught me these chords on the piano. And then he would just sit there whether we were rehearsing inside the house or in the patio, he would just be there and he'd go, okay, sing that second verse again. You know, and when I just think about the hours and all of the time that he put in, we are reaping the benefits of that today. And I think that I could say that it will be our last opportunity, you know, to just have some time with him. So I think that if there's this one thing that I could say to him, it's just thank you, Dad.
Love it.
Thanks for being a great dad. And not, you know, just being dads ourselves, and granddads ourselves, I think we're able to put ourselves more in dad's shoes and go, okay, what is going to be said of us? You know, I just hope that that's what stands out in our families is just, you know, that the good, the effort that we put into this thing. So I'm excited, and he might want to get up and do a song with us.
Let's go.
I hope he does.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Well, thank you guys. I really enjoy having all five of you here. We might not be able to do this probably for a few months. When this episode comes out, it will be like at the beginning of fall. So next time we do this might be Christmas season or something.
That's
so
good.
Real quick, short answer from all five of you guys. What's the one thing that you're hoping for this fall season? I'll start with you, Uncle James. The one thing in your life you're looking forward to this fall?
This fall, it'll be to see Dad, for sure.
But Jess?
I think I just shared it. I hope Dad can come to a show.
I hope I can stay present in all of it.
Just enjoy every part of what we do. Travel, get to come to you through technology, being with Dad in Samoa. Enjoy it all.
Yeah, I would just say to continue to just go after life, and that's going to be our message to the young people. You know, mm-hmm. like James, you were saying earlier just how we're good followers, we're good, you know, we obey, but I just hope that we can say to young people, live out loud, man, just do your thing, man. Mistakes are gonna happen, you know, but man, let's not be hesitant. There's too much to do.
Yeah. And Josh, can I just add just a quick thank you?
Yep.
Thank you to our family, the cousins, our partners.
Yes.
This trip doesn't happen without you. Many churches that have heard about the need and have responded so kindly, so generously. So we say thank you. Yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you guys again. To those of you listening, thank you for tuning in. We'll be back with more episodes soon. Have a great day.